B-Pod Studios.
Maintaining a routine is important.
Don't blow it.
So when you want to keep up on Boston sports, be entertained and updated on the important info you need, you can listen to the Sports Hub on your smart speaker or the Sports Hub app.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. 617-779-0985. Watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv. You can search 985 The Sports Hub. They have a whole culture going on there. All right. So I go to the bathroom. I can't make number two. It's been days. I can't stop eating fruit. I went to Whole Foods, which I'll never go to again. It's a complete ripoff. And this song is playing while I am urinating. This is a hit. What is going on? Who is this guy? And he better be from Jamaica. Is this fake patois?
No, this is Post Malone, I believe.
Oh, he's the worst. What is this? This is a hit? This is a hit?
Yeah.
Never has there been a time in music where I have said to myself, this is at least even the corniest of songs. Even Barbie Girl had you could tell it had a hook. It was a corny song, but this is diarrhea.
You know how many streams it has?
Yeah, a bunch of brain dead idiots. So what? So if something
just
plays.
Just guess.
10 billion.
I don't know. 2 billion. 2 billion.
Yeah.
2 billion.
This is it. What is it? Is there a subliminal message? It's you lemmings, you pieces of garbage. This is what passes as music for you? Who could not do that? My question is, who in the world could not make that song? Who could not make this song?
I'm not a fan of that song. There's actually some Post Malone songs that are pretty good.
The big hit I get. It's got a hook. It's got a chorus.
This is biggest hit.
No, what's the first hit?
Well, Sunflower was a great one. That's the one I like. There was Better Now, which I know is a good one.
Oh, Better Now.
Sunflower's the one.
Okay, so at least you went there. At least you went da-da-da-da. At least you did that. At least they put a note in that changed.
I hate it. It's like so that and Drake, it's the same. Yeah.
And by the way, like, hot chicks want to bang him. He's a tiny, ugly guy with a whitey fro. What, because he put face tattoos on? Everyone go get face tattoos. You'll get laid in 10 seconds.
You probably think that you are better now.
Yeah, see, I get this song. This song
right.
I get. Yeah, this song I get. I understand this. Okay,
Sunflower's a better one, but that's a good one.
Well, I love Sunflowers just in general. First of all, if you have a song named Sunflower, you deserve to be driven off a cliff. I like Sunflowers! Everything's crumbling. Someone sent me there's a movie coming out called Prom where James Corden's dancing around, and we have to pretend that he has kids.
Does he have kids? I don't know.
I think so. Can you imagine the tortured existence that guy's in? Come on, dude.
Rob? I've not seen any of this.
Come on. Sean, go ahead.
Fred, man, I agree with you, man. Most of this rap that they do today is trash.
That's not rap. That's not rap.
I know it ain't. You can't even understand what half of these dudes are freaking saying. They all say the same stuff.
That's not rap. That's not rap. He's not even rap. Post Malone's not considered a rapper. There's no way. He's an autotune singer.
He's got a couple of songs that are okay, but other than that, come on. Who tattoos a Dorito on their face?
Well, a guy who gets paid to tattoo Doritos on his face. But I'll say this, is that, and this is not me being old, because there is music that I am exposed to that I can say, including Post Malone, that I can say I understand. It might not be
Jay
my
Giles
favorite
band,
song.
For instance, yes.
I mean, the minute they put the pee on the wall song, I knew this was a subversive act. But, I mean, listen, I listen to Dr. Demento, and I get that Like a Surgeon's very funny. No, seriously.
That's Weird Al. Come on, get it straight.
That
dude.
Song is only a hit by insistence. That song is a result of marketing and the existence of streaming applications. There's no way that song is a hit if you have to buy something that you can hold in your hands. There's no way. There's no way. If you have to go through the act of buying something, taking said thing, CD, tape, 8-track vinyl, and putting it on, there's no way that plays in rotation. What are the lyrics? Give me Rap Genius on this thing.
Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo.
I mean, this was the voice of a generation. So the rest of the generation isn't going to be able to get the Curly Shuffle?
I bet there's maybe less than 30 songs that have over 2 billion
streams.
What's
the name of the song?
Rockstar, that one, right? Rockstar. Yeah.
All right, Rockstar. Let me see these lyrics. All right, let me see where we're at. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe a generation is being swayed by this. Let me see. Maybe I'm the problem.
That
I've been effing hoes and popping pillies.
Real quick. There are only 2 songs on Spotify that have more than 2 billion streams, and Rockstar is one of them. That one right there. So just by definition, ever since the beginning of Spotify, that's one of the biggest songs in the world.
Right,
the only other song that has more is Shape of You by Ed Sheeran.
It exists entirely because of streaming music. Bus, go ahead. Good call. Thank you. You can't even get on a phone, dummy. I've been effing hoes and popping pillies. Man, I feel just like a rock star.
I see his car.
All right, stop. Okay, I get it. Jesus Christ, could more people interrupt me? I've been effing hoes and popping pillies. Man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas, and they be smoking like a Rasta. By the way, I like his fake patois, and that, like, if you're Jamaican and you're standing by this white guy acting like, where is he from, Fresno? And you're standing by this guy giving you a Jamaican accent, and that he feels that he can do it. This is tantamount to Fred Durst rapping.
I can't even hear that from the auto tune.
I've been always smoking like a Rasta. Effing with me, call up on an Uzi and make me show up, man, like them, the Shottas. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go ra ta 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 pow pow I.
You see, everything I've read about this guy is that he seems like an all right dude.
Yes,
like
Post and he's Malone making like out like guy. A bandit. It's not his problem. He's doing the right thing. Obviously, I don't have a problem with Post Malone. Now, if I'm Jamaican or if I'm from the East Indies, maybe I'm thinking, why are there 5,000 rappers that actually have a patois about them that no one wants to listen to? Somewhere Dizzy Rascal's banging his head against the wall going, why won't anyone listen to my records?
People need to listen to real Jamaican music. I mean, come on, Dan, pop me up there, buddy. You got there?
Tell I!
Jamaica or in the Angel City.
Whether in Jamaica or in the Angel City. At least 311 had a funny home video for all the wrong reasons. Here I. We're from Nebraska. We have no shame. Here I like reggae music, so I thought I could put on an accent. Why don't you talk normally? Bus.
So just get off of your ass.
What?
You guys sound like the old man shaking his fist, screaming at the
How sun. Old are you? What are you, hipster? How old are you?
31.
What are you 31. Doing at 31? You're so hip.
I'm a professional garbologist, by the way.
Oh, well, God bless you. At least you can drink on the job.
Listen. You guys coming from 2 ska aficionados talking about rap is insane, okay?
It's not rap. Post Malone's not a rapper. Get out esoteric. Get my people from... Yes.
You listen to the Descendants, okay?
Yes, one of the most seminal... What? Oh, okay. I don't only listen to Descendants, and I'm old, but I can judge music. What are you saying, Post? Wait a second. You broke the code. You figured out Post Malone. I'm the guy. Look at you, so underground with your taste. You guys got 10 billion views. Oh, you're the guy who likes Post Malone, and I'm just some loser. Screw you.
Fuck, God, you've lost your voice.
I have.
You okay?
Whether in Jamaica or in the Angel City, I'm fired up.
By the way, Post Malone's from Syracuse.
He's from Syracuse. With all the West Indian influences on him. Switch my whip, came back in black. I'm starting saying rest in peace to Bon Scott. Very clever. It's great when you don't have to rhyme. Close that door, we blowing smoke. She asked me to light a fire like I'm Morrison. Oof, oof, you came up with that deep cut, you stupid Syracuse idiot. But you know what? You're making the money, and I'm sitting here struggling. Oof. Oof. Poo.
There's just too much that sounds like that song.
It doesn't have anything. It goes nowhere. It's lyrically stupid. I mean, anyone could do that. That music, that song exists because of the songs before it and people's insistence upon him. That's all. I mean, really, like, he should be the guy you went to high school with that's still at the car wash. You know, he's the guy that I used to wipe down cars with, the soft cloth boys. Please.
Come on, make some real.
Music. I mean, you just rip off 311 right in front of him? You never turn your back on me. Nick Hexum didn't need autotune to fake patois. thank you. I made
thank
a
you,
essay. Essay Martinez ain't got nothing. Tim, go ahead.
If you're looking for a good laugh, go look up his Why Don't You Love Me music video from high school. It's like one of those ones you shoot in the mall, you know, like in front of a green screen or whatever. It's classic. Before his face tattoos and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Post Malone, why don't you love me?
I don't blame him. Listen, I got no problem with Post Malone. I got problem with all of you. That's my problem. Yeah. Is that there's no reason that song should exist. It should just be it should be something that we play. It's neither offensive nor good. It scratches no itch. It has nothing. It's nothing. Boo to you, boo to everybody.
That's amazing.
You've lost. You've lost. The world is lost. That's why there's the coronavirus, is because of Post Malone. I blame him.
And all of this anger just from using the bathroom at Whole Foods.
No, it was here.
Oh,
I know. Whole Foods was about my constipation. Joe, go ahead.
Fred, I just have a question. How come you always sound so jealous of other people who make money? That's right.
Everyone who makes money, I'm very jealous of. Get out of here. So I picked Post Malone. How about he's a no talent? At least on this song. Why is this song? But you explain to me why this particular song has got 1 billion downloads.
2 billion.
2 billion downloads.
I honestly don't know.
Of course. That's the point. You have to think more critically. You don't just let these waves ride over you. Once in a while, ask, why is this happening? What's going on? And think critically. Don't just let it happen. I'm not jealous. Not jealous of him. What do you think? I want to be 40 with no money with a bunch of stupid tattoos on my face and eight million? Because you know he's banging everything because he's an ugly little guy. He's an ugly little guy. He didn't think when he was in his room with auto-tunes that he could put on a Jamaica accent and that people would actually buy it. He's probably looking around going, what the hell happened? That's why he's got the Doritos gig. If I'm him, I'm taking every gig. What do you think? It's going to hurt his artistic credibility?
He's 25.
Cocaine on the table, liquor. Well, a lot of bands did a lot of good things at 25. I like people bringing up Descendants, so I like the Descendants. I'm 45. At least they bucked trends and created a sound. My goodness. Cocaine on the table, liquor pouring, don't give a damn. Dude, your girlfriend is a groupie. She's just trying to get in. There's no rhymes. Saying, I'm with the band, now she acting out of pocket, trying to grab up on my pants, but she can't find my penis because it shriveled up because I realize I'm a fraudulent guy. At least there's some self-effacing stuff
lyrics
there.
That actually rhymes.
Yes. I'm from the big West Indian community, East Indian community of Syracuse. Ugh. Now my stomach hurts. Maybe this will make poo. Maybe this is considered exercise.
I have his follow-up single.
Diarrhea. Diarrhea.
See, this is at least... All right, I'm going to let this play until the great line. And then we'll break.
Diarrhea. Water poo. Brown water is flowing from my stinky, stinky, stinky bum. Solid poop has become diarrhea.
Okay.
It's
That's
not
it.
A trick.
That's not
it means I'm sick. There's
right.
no way
we'll be
I
right
would
back.
Pick diarrhea water.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is the home of the Bruins, the Celtics, and these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It was in my back pocket.
What?
What are we talking about? I got locked out of the station.
Ah.
I had to have a guy at the grocery store called Nick.
Oh, is that right?
And then one guy just started filming me.
Why?
And asked how it was rehab.
Wait, so you didn't have your phone either?
No.
Ah.
All right, so you locked yourself. You walked outside. You locked yourself because you need a pass card to get in. You left your pass card in here.
Yeah. Oh, no, it turned out it was in my back pocket.
Okay, but you thought you had, and you went over to the supermarket next door?
No, to the fence because it's all locked in.
Right, okay. All right.
So you yelled through the fence to use someone's phone?
No, to have them call the station to let me in. And then one guy just started taping me.
And he just called the regular call-in line, no?
I don't know the hotline by heart.
I know, neither do I, but
so
I'm just
started
okay.
Filming you saying, hey, it's Fred, and he's locked out of the station?
One guy called, and I think the other guy was taping me, and he asked how rehab was. And I said it was fine.
You see, I've done the whole throw rocks at the window before. I've been locked out once before.
I did that, too.
You were in the cage. Rich, Fred was in what we call the cage.
I was in the cage.
So there was no way he could have even... I don't know if you can get out of that.
There's not a little thing you could slide through or anything like that? Or
coming back, I thought I could slide through where the cars come in, but that would have been a tight fit. And so there was a moment of anxiety where I was like, I'm trapped. Because Lord knows no one comes in here.
There's nobody here.
No, there's nobody here. The cars that are in the parking lot are for other businesses. No.
People taking the train.
Yeah, exactly.
They park here and they walk over to the train station.
If you need somewhere to park, feel free to park here because there's no one who works here anymore. So I could have been out there until the midday show came. That's the way it goes.
If anyone's got that video, I want to see it just because I want to find out why you would film that. Like, what are you like? So he's filming you and he asks you like, how was rehab while you're being filmed?
I think I was being filmed. Yeah. But whatever. I mean, you got something. Rob, go ahead.
Fred, what's going on, man? You sound like Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino. You're getting old, buddy. This whole Post Malone take he is. I don't mind the song.
You don't mind it. You don't mind it. It achieves nothing.
You say you got nothing against Post Malone. It's only against us. Then you're over here saying no talent. He's going to be 40 years old with tattoos on his face and no money.
Yeah.
So like, come on, man. I think that the only person that might have a bad opinion on this is the person that disagrees with 2 billion streams.
Yeah, imagine that. You're the problem.
You know?
You're the problem. You're the problem. You're exactly what the problem is.
I don't have that song saved myself.
Okay, of course.
2 billion other people do.
You don't question why that's so popular. You don't think that it just feeds and insists upon itself.
His popularity in itself, I'll give you that, might be clickbait, but, you know... 2 billion streams is 2 billion streams. It's hard to argue, you know?
There's it's easy. Yeah. Well, if it's hard to argue, then that's why we should be having the argument. Is because if too many people have just insisted upon it, and that's why it exists. That song does not deserve to be a hit. And under any stretch of the imagination, it's lyrically inept. It has no key changes or anything that would hint of any kind of hook. It is not a pop song. It is just something that exists. It is troubling. It literally is just something that lays there and exists. And it's being consumed as if it's high art. It's not. It's garbage.
You a big Taylor Swift fan?
I like Taylor Swift.
Oh, God, no.
Okay, well, Taylor Swift.
I'm not a Taylor Swift fan, but I can acknowledge what makes her.
I can acknowledge what
popular and famous,
I can acknowledge what made Post Malone his other hit a hit. I get it. The fact that this exact song Rockstar is a hit is troubling, and it speaks of this country and the situation that we're in.
So you're not dogging Post Malone's work as a whole. It's just this one song.
This one song's existence. Again, you don't listen to me. I stated several times that I get the original hits. This particular song is something that is just laying there. And in this time of our country, shouldn't there be some art that is isn't just sitting there? I mean, this is just sitting there. It's a song. It's just sonically just...
This is true.
It just sits. Thank you.
I just hope Post Malone's not listening to your set. Poor guy is probably crying.
I would imagine he knows he's the biggest fraud as anyone does. He probably goes, why is this the hit? You know what? I bet you that he busted his ass making an album and that he thought this was just going to be some throwaway garbage. And then the label got a hold of it and pushed it as a single. And he's probably sitting back going, what the hell is going on? Like, this was not the intention. And it happens to artists all the time.
We're great. So it's like a great band where the garbage song is the hit.
Cherry Pie by Warrant. They wanted Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Well, Uncle Tom's Cabin sucks. Cherry Pie is an okay song.
But they wanted Uncle Tom's Cabin. And ultimately, that's why Janie Lane killed himself. He blames that.
I always go Smashing Pumpkins. Disarm sucks. Great band. That song sucks.
But you are very familiar with the music industry. How many artists have been tortured by songs that they didn't believe in? And then they become, they become
disenfranchised. Yeah.
Disenfranchised. Yes. They become, and they realize that this is all a fraud. That this, it's all the label and it's all the marketing. And I tried so hard on this other stuff. And meanwhile, this thing that I spent 10 seconds putting together is this massive hit. And it ends up torturing them for the rest of their lives. So I would not wish this on Post Malone. And by you consuming it, you're leading to his demise. Why do you think all these guys end up being drug addicts and tortured in this way? It's because of things like this. It absolutely is.
Or just the wealth of drugs that they are offered and the unlimited amount of spare time they have between shows.
It definitely factors in. Absolutely. Well, I mean, imagine the free time if this is a hit. I mean, really, seriously.
Frank Sinatra hated Strangers in the Night. You know what? There you go. Maybe that's a good example.
What ultimately tortured him was the Kennedys. Once he helped them so much and he had a helicopter pad put on. You know, it's funny you mentioned that, Rich. I'll educate the people. Is that Frank Sinatra was very heavily involved in the Kennedy presidential run. And then when Kennedy got elected, he was going to hold this grand... thing in Palm Springs. He had a house in Palm Springs, and it was going to be this huge Kennedy thing. He had a helicopter pad installed on his house for Kennedy to come in, and the Kennedys turned their back on him because of his affiliation with gangsters, which at a time was in their favor, but once they were elected, they turned his back on him, and it tortured him for the rest of his life. That's what this song is to Post Malone.
Yeah. By the way, somebody makes a good point on Twitter. Doesn't Radiohead hate the song Creep? Which sucks, because if I saw Radiohead live, I'd want to hear Creep.
I just want them to play the Bends and then leave.
I love the Bends.
I do, too. And then they stop trying to make music. Aaron, go ahead. Aaron? Waterpoo?
Hello?
Hello, Aaron.
Hi. You mean AJ from Gloucester.
Oh, yeah. Meant that.
All right. Question. So I'm taking off the topic of Post Malone, even though as a 21-year-old, I listened to that song in high school. It was kind of corny.
Yeah,
but anyway,
it's not even corny. It's not even corny. It's just there.
It was catchy, and that's why kids enjoyed it.
It's not catchy. There's nothing catchy about it. Go ahead.
All right, but my question.
Yeah.
Stephon Gilmore. He's got about 2-3 years left on his contract, right?
A year after this.
Yeah.
All right. So, can't we get him out of here before the trade deadline? Maybe get some value at the wide receiver, or even D, like linebacker, DN.
You can get a lot of holes. Absolutely, a lot of holes.
I think that's the smart move. There are smarter people and more connected people who don't think you can get a first round pick. They think a second round pick is more realistic. So it sounds like that's probably what you're going to end up getting.
Well, he's been bad this season, and that plays out in his stats. He's been bad this season, and he's older, and he only has a year left in his deal that he doesn't want to play for. Now this is Aaron. Aaron, go ahead.
So I just want to agree and disagree in one quick statement.
Okay. All right. What's going on, Rich? I don't have time for agreeing and disagreeing, and that's not going to be quick.
Have a stance. Have a take. Yeah. Don't suck.
And I don't need a preamble. You're not Tony Romo. Yeah. All right. What's going on?
All right, we are. There's some rumblings going on about a star Celtics player and whether or not he is long for this team. And I need John to bust out the old abacus to figure out some math because my head's going to explode.
Yeah.
On top of that, when rappers, now you want to hear a good rap song, we have one. When rappers brag about doing crimes and then actually get arrested for those crimes.
Rap snitches, knishes. That's the song by MF Doom. That's right. All right, we'll have that for you. Here are the headlines.
This is the home of the game.
Patriots!
And these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sports 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5, The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. John, who brings us the stack?
Window Nation, Fred. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale. No down payment, no payments, and 0% financing for 12 full months. Check them out at windownation.com.
All right, John, bust out your 40-sided die and your Dungeon Master's Guide, because I need some nerd knowledge on all things stats right here. Because I can't figure out what the hell is going on here when it comes to salary cap implications, any of this crap. All I know is that all day yesterday, there was a story that was being floated around. Zach Lowe of ESPN. We like Zach Lowe. He's usually a pretty decent insider. You know, when he says something, there's probably some sort of truth to it. He has said there's been some buzz about Gordon Hayward possibly no longer being with the Boston Celtics via some sort of move or trade or opting out. He said, quote, "There's some buzz out there, and I can't figure out what the buzz means regarding Gordon Hayward. The buzz that I'm hearing is like smoke, the smoke indicating that something is happening. I'm not sure what's up, but I don't think it's a lock that Gordon Hayward is on the Celtics next year." He said, "We don't know that there's a Gordon Hayward chase. We don't know that any of this is happening. I'm just saying there's a little bit of buzz. Something is mildly afoot." And then he, which is once again crazy, but he was talking with this guy named Bobby Marks.
Something's who, what
a foot there, DA. Yes. And they started talking about his agent, Gordon Hayward's agent. He said, "I think what his agent Mark Bartlestein is doing right now is canvassing the league. He's doing the Al Horford plan." Now, we know obviously how things ended with Al Horford here. He opted out of that final year, got a big deal somewhere else. But in my mind, first of all, I have no confidence that he would be able to find anyone that would give him anything close to what the $35 million that he would end up getting.
34.2 option. Okay. He has to opt in or opt out of a $34.2 million option, and it's apples and oranges. Gordon Hayward, and again, sprained ankles are sprained ankles, but he has to prove that he can play well for a full season without getting hurt, and he hasn't done that yet since he's been with the Celtics. I mean, if I'm an NBA team, and Gordon Hayward's agent calls me and says, "I would like to see if you guys would sign Gordon Hayward to a 3 or 4 year contract," I'm not doing that for $20 or $30 million. Not a chance. This next year is the prove me deal. You got to make sure that whoever you're signing, if Gordon Hayward wants to leave this team and go somewhere else, you have to prove to me that you're going to be healthy for 75 or 80 games, and he hasn't done that yet.
Okay, here's where I need John Wallach, the stat nerd, here, because my mind is exploding every time I read about what would happen if he opted out, because I like the writers at Celtics Life. They wrote something about this. Even Jay Stu this morning's, you know, going all nuts about this.
He's going all these numbers. Bonkers.
He's going bonkers.
Yeah.
And he's saying that, like, people are saying that if Hayward opts out and leaves, the Celtics, like, can't use that cap money on other players?
No, they're over the cap either way.
Okay, so does that mean... Explain that to me. So if he leaves and doesn't opt in,
mm-hmm. Yeah. they can't use any of the money that they weren't going to pay Gordon Hayward to get another player?
No.
No.
That's correct.
So they're effed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the only thing that makes me feel a little bit better is that the chances of him doing this now are so tiny. Like, where is he going to go where he's going to get some sort of deal like the one Horford ended up getting?
You also have to remember that the cap is going to be flat for next year, and no one knows what it's going to be like in 2 years. The NBA lost, what, hundreds of millions, billions of dollars in revenue this past season? I mean, there isn't a lot of money out there to spend, and certainly no one can spend up to the $34 million he's going to make here. I think his best bet is to opt in, show everyone that he can stay healthy while playing well in either a bench role or a starting role. I don't know how Brad Stevens wants to do this, if he really wants to start Marcus Smart for 70 or 80 games next
year. He'll start him. He'll start him.
Okay, whatever the case may be, whatever role he's given, Gordon Hayward was putting together the best season of his Celtics career before he got hurt and before the pandemic struck. So, I mean, here's the problem. You're Gordon Hayward. You obviously want a long-term deal, but I don't think anyone's going to touch you. I think his best move is to opt in, make another run, and perhaps getting to the NBA Finals / title, whatever the case may be, and then go somewhere else next season.
All right, good. Now my brain's on. Thank you very much. You did very well, Mr. Stat Nerd.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. You've brought it down to the layman's terms an idiot like me can even understand. The Super Bowl odds are constantly moving, and if you want to know the percentages, much less the odds, of what each team would have to win, let's just say that the Patriots right now are falling below 1%. As a matter of fact, they're at 0.22% chance of winning the Super Bowl. That's plus 5,000 if you would like to get in there and try to figure out whether or not you want to earn a little bit of money. First place, the odds on favorite to win it would be the Kansas City Chiefs, but they have 18.22%. That's pretty bold. But then behind it, you got the Baltimore Ravens, 17.75%, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 11.3%, and the Steelers right there nipping at their heels with 12.8%. The Steelers look really
yeah, I like the Steelers.
Yeah. I mean, that's a team that everything just seems to be working right now. And you saw them finally get a win that they could hang their hat on. That win against the Titans was a good win. Now, it came down to a Steven Gostkowski shank, but you know what? That's what happens
sometimes. Great first half, terrible second half.
Terrible second half, but they ended up coming through.
Those two teams are going to see each other multiple times. Yeah. But regular season and playoffs, I'm convinced, whether it be the AFC semifinals or the AFC championship game, if one of them knocks off Kansas City, they'll see each other again.
You want some value, put some money on the Titans. Right now, they're plus 2,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Hell yes.
4.3%. I'd put some cash on the Titans. Yeah. That seems like that's a pretty drastic drop right there. Seahawks are at 9%. That's the other one I might consider. But that Titans one, yeah, put some cash in there. Get the bankroll boys on that one and see what happens. All right, so I had mentioned this earlier. There was somebody in my, it seems like in my, I guess, distant family. Not super distant, but not close. Who it sounds like is either trying to scam me or has used my name and, I don't know, social security number or whatever. I'm getting a bunch of phone calls from creditors now. And when they call, they ask for this person's name. On top of that, someone of yesterday, I was notified, whether this is the same family member or not or somebody else, has been trying to get unemployment insurance claimed. And it was our own employer who let me know that, hey, somebody filed a claim and you know, you better heads up and check this out and make sure that you file some sort of defense on this. Well, there apparently is a rapper who bragged in a YouTube music video about getting rich from unemployment scams, and he was arrested on Friday because he was telling the cops everything that he was doing in his rap video. His name is Frontel Antonio Baines, 31 years old, known online as Nuke Bizzle, in his song. Apparently,
no,
the guy,
it's not.
Yep,
no, it's not.
Nuke Bizzle. He applied for more than $1.2 million in jobless benefits. So in the video, he's got a stack of these, I think they're EDD cards, which are these ones basically that if you have unemployment, they give you like almost like a debit card. I don't know if that is, but he's holding up a stack of them that he got, I guess, 92? Oh, my God. According to the affidavit, the investigation turned up at least 92 of these EDD cards preloaded with more than $1.2 million in fraudulent obtained benefits mailed to his address. So if you want to hear what it sounds like to have a rapper tell the cops exactly what he's been doing, here you go.
You know, 2020, the unbelievable ED. Shout out. I just been swiping for EDD. Go to the bank, get a stack at least. Think you're better than selling peas. I made some red that I couldn't believe. 10 cars, that's 200 bun. I got a shot at the Donald Trump. You gotta sell cocaine, I can just file a claim. Rats coming straight to the bank. I'm doing shit that you can't. EDD scale and it's telling you heard about. I be so happy to certify. Get on that laptop, I'm working out. Be 25 cleansing for a while.
I love that line. You gotta sell cocaine, I just gotta fill out an application.
Well, there was MF Doom and Mr. Fantastic warned. Here we go. This is the warning to those guys.
Yo. Yo. MF Doom.
Mr. Fantastic.
Villain. It's cracking, boy.
Same old shit, kid.
Man. Rap snitches, man. This bugged out, man.
What the f, man?
Telling me. That mouth. Telling anything. Anything. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. F*** around, get the whole label sent up for years. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. F*** around, get the whole label sent up for years.
Yeah, that's the song about the rappers telling on themselves. If you are indeed committing all these crimes, why are you rapping about it?
He filed for more than $1.2 million. He ended up spending more than $704,000 in cash from those cards. And in the video, it's got just piles of money. And they apparently bought these, like, a bunch of, like, super expensive cars. And they're showing them off in the video. And the cop's like, all right, well, you got a confession sitting right here. It's been on YouTube. Looks like you're going to jail for, they said, a maximum sentence of 22 years in federal prison.
Yes.
So, that was good for those guys.
I can't believe it took so long for someone, that MF Doom song is like 10 years, 12 years old, but it took someone so long to call out these guys. Like, if you're much of a criminal, like, why are you saying all of this? Like, if you're a criminal, the last thing you would do is confess to it. So, Rap Snitches Canicious, that is MF Doom. That's off Food album.
I mean, there was the guy who, you know, liked to send drugs in the mail.
I love the smell of them bread.
Yeah, but the cops are afraid of him.
They whiter than some mayo, and I can send them to your house through the mayo.
What is it, Fred?
This is drugs. This is drugs. If you want to get the Rap Snitches Canitches, you can get my my Spotify playlist. At Fred Tutcher on Instagram has the link, I believe. What does he say there? What does he say? I pack it?
I send it. You receive it. I send it. You receive it through the
mail. This is drug dealing music.
Of course it is.
I send it.
Now, why is Rockstar by Post Malone a hit? This goes back to my point. Meanwhile, drug dealing music, real straight street art.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on Friday, I'm going with my family. There is a thing at the Museum of Arts, Basquiat retrospective of a Basquiat fan, just like every other poser who pretends to like art. And I'm going there to see what sells now for $5 billion, even though he was essentially doing heroin and doodling. But why can you hang a Basquiat on the wall and you could put a Stitches song right next to it and it would all flow together? I mean, this is art. But meanwhile, what, are you going to put Post Malone up in an art museum? I think not.
I mean, listen, he's got an AK-47 on his face.
I got an AK-47 on my face, ho, so you know I don't shoot no pistol.
No,
that's not a Dorito. That's an AK-47, so you know he doesn't shoot a pistol.
Yeah, like he's not Mr. Joe Blow sensitive. The girl left me. No.
I like to do a little coke, bro.
Yeah, he likes to do a little coke. Just a little tiny bit. Not enough to get into his profits.
No, you never want to do that. Come on, man.
I send it.
I love selling blow.
What happened to him? Where has he been? I imagine
he's
legal
on
trouble.
Cameo. He got he just one day who... said I'm stopping snorting and I'm starting eating.
Oh, has he gotten fat?
Oh yeah.
This is fast food eating music.
You give it, I eat it. You give it,
whoa.
I eat it.
All right. You're not kidding. Oh, you holy mo-
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what? He never had enough money to eat properly. Now he can.
He went from stitches to squishes.
And I eat it. Oh, you fry Jesus. It, and I eat it.
This is mud making music.
Yeah. So he's pretty large now, isn't he?
I was just going to say, those tattoos don't look nearly as good when you're 250.
This Jeez, is toilet clogging music.
Okay.
I push it, I'll clog it.
And with that, we'll leave you for the day, ladies and gentlemen. Go out, and if you're selling blow or... do better than Post Malone did. You're better than listening to Rockstar. Don't put that on. You're probably gonna snort it and then go back to him. It's addictive as all heck. All right, guys, everyone go deal drugs. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.